Hey, this is Stank Dog of the Digital Dog Pound. You are listening to Default Radio with your host, Decoder and Lucky 225.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt.
One.
Dog, are you recording?
Yeah.
We on?
Yeah.
All right, yo. This is fucking Default Radio. Episode star 1111 pound. That's right, fucking the default episode of Default Radio. I am Decoder.
And I am Lucky 225.
And we're here with Doug, as always, every fucking week. Doug should be the co-host, Lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been here every episode, as have I. That's true.
I'm just kind of sidekick that kind of tags along and pretends to be part of the
show. We're here with our guest host, Lucky.
Well, actually, fuck it. Your track record's gotten better, Lucky. You've been on, like, the past, like, 7 episodes in a row.
Wow, that's beautiful. You know, that's some good attendance building right there.
It's fucking amazing. But that's right, motherfuckers. Default Radio. We're in it. This is another special ep. I don't know if we're going to lose this one, like 6.9, but whatever. I still don't know where that is, Doug. I think you got to come out with it. I know you have it somewhere, like on a cassette tape, but whatever. Anyway, that was another show Lucky was on that isn't out there.
That's true.
But, you know, this isn't just for no reason. You know what I'm saying? We're doing the show for a fucking reason right now, this episode, this particular episode. And that is actually to discuss two main things. One of them being, of course, default passwords and the like, and the other being default radio. And it may sound like fucking egotistical or self-important or whatever, but that's all I'm saying is that's what I want to discuss. You know what I'm saying? You follow me?
Yep. Definitely. Right. Well, you know, we got to discuss basically the word default and its essence tonight.
Yeah, and one of those things is this fucking radio show. And what it really is about, you know, we may come out here and talk about nothing one week, and we may come out here and drop a bunch of fucking info the next week. You know what I'm saying? That's not what's important. But what's important is that it's out there and that we do our fucking best. You know what I'm saying? And I gotta say, fucking, I didn't like episode 11.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna put that out there. I don't know what the fuck. It wasn't anybody's fault. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was partly my fault for the bridge that I had set up that fucking didn't work. You know, and whatever else, fucking, we didn't quite have the right music on there that I wanted, you know. I mean, it's not like of course I fucking love Ministry, we've used Ministry before, but I kind of wanted something else, but it just didn't work out. So, you know, it could be just my personal fucking problems, I don't know. Who fucking knows, I've been having a lot of them lately, you know. But that's pretty much where the show stands. Like, right now, this is episode 11.11. I said, that's another thing, on episode 11, I said we were going to not do it live anymore, and I wasn't thinking that episode 12 we have to do it live. I mean, it's the first Friday of the month. I know a lot of people are going to be at their fucking 2600 meeting or whatever, But there's a special reason that we have to do it at the time. I mean, Lucky, you're going to be at a 2600 meeting then, correct?
Yep, in Los Angeles.
Oh, you're going to be at the LA one?
Yeah, I'm going to be there with Screw.
Okay, yeah, because that's the guy who I want to get on. So, you know, that's some... Anybody listening to this right now, then you got that little fucking hint of what's going to come on 12. And Screw, like, pretty much puts together that meeting, pretty much, right?
Yeah, pretty much. He's kind of the leader of the meeting. You know, not the 2600 meetings are supposed to have quote-unquote leaders, but he really puts it together.
Yeah, he puts it together. He holds it down. Yeah, he gets it. He gets everybody fucking amped and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so that's why we do have to do it live for episode 12. Now, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know if we're going to be doing it live too much after that. Maybe just once in a while. Fucking, I truly don't know. I really don't. I hate to be taking, like, such a somber tone today, you know, but whatever. It's fucking late. I can do what I want. That's right.
That's the truth.
But anyway, the other thing, of course, fucking default passwords. Now, Lucky and I were working on this thing for the past week or so with ANI spoofing. And this is something I got to tell everybody out there. You pick up your cell phone right fucking now. If you have it set to where you could call your voicemail and not have to enter a password, fucking change that shit. Because,
oh my God.
Change it. Do it fucking right now. If it's like that, I don't know who has it like that. If you do, I'm not going to sit here and make fun of you. Yeah, it's a stupid way to have your shit set up. You know, that's just complete insecurity. But if it's set up like that, pick up your cell phone right now and fix it. Go ahead.
No, yeah, and this is in essence why what we're talking about here for default. You know, here it's a system that's set up by default that you don't have to enter a passcode if you're calling from your own cell phone.
Yep.
Did you ever wonder what determines that you're calling from your cell phone besides the fact that you are?
Your ANI?
Yeah, your Flex, Danny.
That's it. Your Flex, yeah. Not even your real time, your fucking Flex. So everybody knows, we've discussed it before. We discussed it in episode 1, fucking ANI spoofing. We touched on it a little bit. So you just want to pick up your phone. You want to fix that shit. And another fucking thing, don't sit there and make it a different four-digit password. I get fucking so sick and tired of people saying, oh, I can't remember a 7-digit or a 10-digit password. Look here, motherfucker. It's a phone number. You want a 10-digit fucking password. You can't remember a phone number? That's it, man. 10 fucking digits. Come on. I'm serious, man. I've gotten into boxes that weren't on default.
With a
4-digit password, you know?
Rather sad.
Oh, I'm going to pick my fucking the year of my birth.
Yeah.
First thing I try, motherfucker. If I know you, that's the first thing I fucking try. Second thing is your birth date.
Yeah.
2-digit month, 2-digit day. You know, I mean. So just hopefully everybody's already done that. If your cell phone, I want to reiterate this. I'm going to say it fucking for the fifth time. If your cell phone is set up to let you get into your fucking voicemail without entering a password when you're calling from your own phone, change it right fucking now. I'm going to give you a minute to do it. Do it. We're going to sit here and fucking sit on our fucking hands while you do that shit.
Don't forget the teenager default password.
The what?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I'm going to put this out there, and it may sound stupid, but, yo, you know a girl who's like 15 or 16, or if you call up a phone number to tell like a 15 or 16-year-old girl, dollars to donuts, the password is 6969.
Yeah, right.
Guaranteeing it. I've got it, man.
You know, Decoder, the other day you were telling me the story about how you were just scanning out this one exchange, and you came across this voicemail, and it sounded like an old hippie.
Yeah, exactly. That was a pager. It was a pager, like a SkyTel pager, and, you know, most of the time when you run across a SkyTel pager, it's usually on, like, the system greeting that says, you have reached the mailbox of, and then it's like 800, and it reads off the 800 number. You know what I'm saying? And it says, you know, SkyTel or whatever else. But this dude left his voice on there, and he sounded like a fucking hippie. I was like, well, fucking star 1969. And that was it. I was in, man. Don't make it obvious. Don't make your shit fucking obvious. Set a fucking password if you give a fuck. If you don't care, fine. You know, leave it on fucking 1111. I'm going to get in there, and I'm going to make your life fucking hell if I'm pissed off one night and just feel like changing your goddamn password. Tell you the truth, I've never done it. Anytime I've gotten into somebody's box, I've never changed their shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's just me. Some fucking elite hacksaw dude who fucking thinks he's so goddamn cool because he hacked into a voicemail box. He might change your shit. Why do you even want to go through the hassle?
Yeah, and a lot of people say, well, what's the big deal? I don't give a fuck who listens to my messages. You know, there are other things that you can do once you break into voicemail boxes. For one, changing the greeting.
Yeah.
Hello, operator. Yes, I'd gladly accept a third-party bill call.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is, I'm not going to call the person out. And this just popped in my head, so the person I'm going to talk about, don't get mad at this. But there's someone I know, someone very near and dear to my heart, that had his cell phone stolen. And sure enough, he had it set up where he could check his messages from his own phone without entering in his password. Well, his shit gets stolen. And guess fucking what? The person who stole it erased his fucking messages. And he said there were some pretty important messages in there. Probably some chick who left their phone number. Maybe he didn't get asked because of this. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not going to call this person out. But, you know,
yeah.
I'm just saying. And that just popped into my head. I'm remembering that. So just because, you know, I'm not going to sit here and assume that all you fucking hackers or whatever out there listening know to have your shit set up correctly. Don't fucking...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of us just assume that because it's on the cellular network that it transfers some data between the cellular network.
Just ANI, man.
It's just Flex ANI.
And
they think because they're calling their own phone number from their own phone number that it's not possible. That's not the truth. There's actually phone numbers that your own phone number forwards to. It's called a voicemail access number.
Exactly.
For example, on Sprint... if you dial area code prefix of a Sprint phone and then the last four digits 1111, ironically,
yeah.
you'll get a Sprint PCS voicemail access number. And if you spoof FlexAnnie to that number, and this guy's got his phone on default, guess what? You're now in his mailbox
without even calling his phone.
Yeah.
Without, and you know, I think T-Mobile uses 9999 as the last four, if I'm not mistaken.
If you get a T-Mobile prefix, like, for example, I'll give this one out, 909-319.
9999, and that's it. That's the fucking T-Mobile fucking voicemail system. Now, when I had a Sprint phone, right, and you're able to dial out from the fucking, from the actual voicemail, which I believe is option 5 from the main menu, is it not?
For a Sprint phone? Oh, I'm not sure. I haven't messed with their voicemail.
All right, well, if I recall correctly, because this was a while ago that I had a Sprint phone, but if I recall correctly, it's option 5 for the main menu. And the thing here is, you know, I could fuck you over, man. I could fucking rack up your goddamn minutes this way, you know?
Yeah, and a lot of cell phones, they don't have dial-out from the voicemail, but they have call forward when cell phone's off.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I could set up the forward, everything, bro. I could completely fuck you over, so just set up a fucking password, man. Just do it. Do yourself a favor.
And I got to tell you, if you guys got T-Mobile, when I had T-Mobile a little while back, I don't have them anymore, but when I did, I had to go through, like, 3 sub-menus to find the one to turn it off from calling from your own phone. So you got to look through those menus, you know. Don't give up.
Not every phone is the same. They don't all use the same voicemail systems.
Yeah.
And even, you know, you might have a T-Mobile phone in fucking California and somebody else has a T-Mobile phone in Chicago, and you know what? It might not be the same voicemail system.
Yeah.
It's not something that's going to be definite. It's not across the board standard. That's the word. It's not a standard, man. They just use whatever. Now, you know, ANI spoofing, I suppose, it used to be kind of hard, but there's a lot of ways. Some of them we're not going to talk about, but pretty much on-the-fly spoofing at will. And usually,
it's only Flex, of course. We haven't found any ways to spoof real-time.
It's just Flex. But Flex is enough, man, because Flex is what everyone uses to verify shit.
Yeah, even credit card companies. When you get a credit card in your mailbox and it says must call from your own phone, Flex, they only look at the Flex. Real time could be something totally different.
The only thing that real time ANI is used for is for billing purposes. That's it.
Yep.
So when you call maybe a 900 number, they're gonna be looking at your real time. when you want to make, I don't know, a fucking collect call or something, they're going to be seeing who you are real time. Charge a fucking call to your number, you know.
Yeah.
They're looking at real time. When you call an operator, they're looking at your real time. But
yeah.
Everything else across the fucking board, man, is flex. Now, there's a lot of ways to spoof ANI. Some of them, like I said a minute ago, we're not going to get into. But
there are real easy ways.
Yeah, there are easy ways. One of them being if you got yourself a Linux box and you go to asterisk.org, asterisk.org, pretty much asterisk is like it's a fucking Linux-based PBX, okay? And there's not too much documentation out there for it. There are, as a matter of fact, no, like, official fucking docs for setting this shit up. It's not easy. This isn't just some noob shit, you know. You kind of have to know what you're doing with Linux to set this shit up, right? But there are services out there, voice over IP services, that, now, it's, of course, it's not free. You have to sign up for the service, and you pay a per-minute charge. Not too much. I think the one service that I'm referring to right now is 2.9 cents a minute for outgoing calls. And if you want an incoming number, if you want a DID, direct inward dial-in number, that's 10 bucks a month for the number.
Mm-hmm.
And 2.9 cents a minute for incoming and outgoing. But the good thing is that for your outgoing calls, you can enter in anything for the flex. Anything you fucking want. Just like, I don't know, let's say somebody's fucking Sprint fucking number.
Yeah.
Call up their area code in exchange, 1111, and if they have it set up to not ask for a passcode when they're calling from their own fucking phone, well, guess what, motherfucker? If it's their off-peak time, I mean, if it's their peak time where they're getting charged for minutes, just fucking sit there all day and make fucking calls off of their phone. Rack up their bill.
And we were lucky enough to get a friend who has this voice over IP service.
Yeah, exactly. And what I'm going to explain right now is if you pay the $10 a month for that direct inward dial-in, right, you can, of course, with asterisk, you can set it up where you could call your own number and be able to spoof ANI remotely and use your outdial on this service. So, you know, pretty much you would set it up to, I guess, if you want to have prompts, or if you want to have no prompts, maybe it's just fucking a beep, and you know to, let's say if you had it set up to, I don't know, ask for the spoof, then let's say a password, and then the number you want to dial. You just enter in that string of fucking numbers, and you're off. Making your call, yeah, it's gonna cost you 2.9 cents a minute, but you know fucking what? You're not going to use this for your everyday use. This is a luxury to have.
Yeah, this is for spoofing the number you want to call from.
Yeah, and you know, and it's not free. Yeah, it's not fucking free, but you know, I get sick of this shit, man. People don't want to pay for anything. You wouldn't pay, let's say even if you used it moderately, you might be paying $10 a month for the fucking number, and then you don't have to get the direct inward dialing, by the way. If you want to just spoof from your home, not have anybody call you on that number, then you don't have to pay anything, just the 2.9 cents a minute. But let's say you use it moderately, fine. Let's say you rack up with the $10 for the number and another $15 for using it for that 3 cents a minute. You're not going to pay $25 a month to be sitting there spoofing anytime you fucking want? I would. Oh, Lucky, where'd you go?
I'm right here. Sorry about that.
I thought you sounded like you were breaking up for a second.
Yeah,
even with moderate use, you're paying $25 a month. Is that really that bad? Is it that awful to actually have to pay for something?
I mean, come on, it's like a second phone line. I mean, it's not...
Yeah, and voice over IP, man, and you get to pick your fucking flex.
Yep.
But,
sounds good to me.
I don't know, why don't you call... Yeah, we've had the pleasure of having one set up for us, so, I don't know, Lucky, what are you going to do, call an ANAC? Can I pick the number that you're going to call from?
Yeah, sure, give me a 10-digit number.
All right, I want you to call the, everybody's favorite ANAC, the, 555-1140. 800-555-1140, and I want you to call it from, I don't know, what's a good number to call it from?
Well,
I know.
Hold on, let me get a pen. All right, go on.
I want you to call it from area code 212-001-0001.
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know if that'll work. Let me try that, okay?
Yeah, I want you to call it from that.
Okay.
All right, so right now we're waiting for Lucky to use his little setup to spoof his fucking ANI, just to show how easy it is. Doug, you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right, man, what's up?
Not much. Found some inside information for new subscribers to Vonage.
Really? What kind of shit?
Something that I think anyone responds.
You're breaking up.
Give me 1 second. I gotta find the number again. I'm sorry about that.
Okay, no problem, man. I'm talking to Doug now. No, what about Vonage?
Apparently, because Vonage now gives them the new Motorola instead of the Cisco.
Yeah, that's another thing. Just in case anybody doesn't know, do you know the model number on that Motorola?
No, I don't.
All right, well, just in case our listeners aren't aware of this, when you sign up for Vonage now, new customers are not going to receive the Cisco ATA-186. You're going to get some Motorola thing. I don't know the model number. Do you have that one, by the way? You got the Motorola?
No, I have the Cisco. I got it before they switched over.
Do you know anybody who has the Motorola? Like, have you heard anything about it?
I've heard some new friends. The nice thing about it, it's a little wide of router, too. So in case you only have, like, one computer and you don't want to buy a router, you know, you can split off your connection with it now.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it also has, it prioritizes, so if you're downloading stuff, it'll prioritize your phone over the internet so you can download a whole bunch of files that no one will cut out.
Oh, well, that's pretty fucking cool.
That is cool.
Here's
the problem.
All right.
Their three-way is not screwed up, it's the official way now of three-way. When you're on the phone with me and you want a three-way, like, let's say an ANAC,
yeah.
You can three-way it, okay. You still cannot three-way the ring. Both sides have to pick up, like both cell phones and packet 8.
So you can't three-way a non-supervising number.
Right, it has to supervise. But that's your only three-way. In order to three-way again, you can't switch over to the line, the dial phone. You have to hang up the phone completely and call back your friend and then three-way again.
Oh, well, that's fucking ridiculous.
That is ridiculous, so.
Well, this VoIP shit is new, man. It's not. It's
yeah.
Not.
Your line sure is.
Here it is.
The penis is.
0312 2.
The Annie is 0012 1 0 0 1 0 0 0 1. Well, so there you have it, motherfuckers. There you go. 212-001-0001. Not even a fucking number, and that's what we're passing as Flex. Anything you want, you can
pass. Pretty much any 10-digit number we want to pass, we can.
And that's it. Now, like I said, this could have a million and one applications. I'm going to start rattling off a few right now. Of course, we discussed it, getting into someone's cellular phone, getting into their wireless voicemail. That's the number one way. So hopefully by now, everybody fucking listening has changed that shit. When you call your goddamn voicemail from your own phone, you have to enter a password. That's it, man. There's no other way to do it. There's no other fucking way.
Yep.
It's just it. This is the day and age we live in, man. Unless they start using real time, you know, that's my call right now to all the fucking, to all the wireless companies, to all the wireless carriers.
No. Decoder, the way wireless works is...
Oh, yeah, you can't have a fucking real time. You know what? You're just fucked. You're fucked. Set a password, bro. No more of this, I could call it from my own phone. Fuck that. Just set a goddamn password. Don't even make it an option to not have a password. What kind of shit is that?
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, it's the same thing with my fucking landline. You know what I'm saying? With Verizon's home voicemail, if you're calling from your own phone, the default is to not enter a password.
Yeah.
Like, well, shit, motherfucker. What the fuck?
Yeah, I used to have a voicemail like that set up.
What, MCI?
No, it was through Verizon, too, but they were actually smart and did it real time, and it was basically set up because the voicemail system is in the same central office as your home phone line.
Okay, yeah, when it's in the same CO, you're good to fucking go. And if anyone knows, if anyone is familiar with Verizon, like, my voicemail on this CO might be different from this next CO down the block, you know what I'm saying? Might be a completely different fucking setup.
Well... But I'd beg to differ with you, Decoder. I'd set it up so you have to enter a password anyways, because you know what? I don't want anyone coming over to my house, being able to pick up my phone and checking my voicemail.
All right, I think you misunderstood me. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying, but what I'm saying is that you're right. The voicemail is at the CO, so that on my CO, right, my Verizon voicemail, the system that they're using.
Oh, God,
the way
I'm cutting out again.
Uh-huh. You're cutting out?
Yeah, I'm back.
What I'm saying is the prompts, the entire voicemail system, might be completely different on the next town over on their CO.
Yeah, that's true.
It's
that's
not a standard.
True.
It's not a fucking
that's
standard.
That's very
at all.
True. I've actually I've lived in three different COs in this area, and each voicemail system is
and
different.
Not to mention, of course they're different. So of course the actual default password before you set up your voicemail is also going to be different. Some of them.
Yeah, sometimes it's a 7-digit phone number.
Sometimes it's 10-digit phone number.
Sometimes it's 1111.
Yeah,
one,
it's always
going to
be different. It's always going to be different. So just for everyone out there, if you want to crack somebody's voicemail, if you know what's on default, like when you call up a Verizon landline, and if you don't have it set up, it says, like, you know, we're sorry, the person you were calling has a voicemail that they have not set up yet. Well, shit, motherfucker, set it up for them.
Well, sometimes, and then sometimes it'll be set up, but it'll say, like, you have reached the voicemail box system of 909.
Yeah.
And it just reads off the phone number, and you're like, I wonder why this person wouldn't have a greeting. Star. You know, enter the phone number, pound.
Yeah, 10-digit number, try the 7-digit number, try the last 4 digits of the phone number, try 1111, 1234, 9999. That's it. Those are the defaults, man, and that's what the show is fucking about, default. Now, I don't know, Lucky, do you want to use this ANI spoofing to do something illegal?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Why don't we see, and I have a really good idea. Since we're already, well, yeah. Why don't we see, and this is going to piss me off if it works. Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
You might know about this, because since you're really, you're the admin of this show, pretty much. You're the admin of the fucking, of the recording. You're the engineer. You're the engineer to record. You're the fucking webmaster of the website, and you're the admin.
He's our jack of all trades.
Yeah, and you're the admin on the voicemail system. Our number, 484 default. What would happen if you spoofed our number? You don't know, do you?
I don't know.
Well, let's try this, Lucky, right now.
Well, here's the thing, though. If we just spoof it from that number to that number, it's probably not going to work. Just like it wouldn't work if you spoofed from a Sprint phone to a Sprint phone.
No, it, why not?
Well, it just doesn't work because you're not calling the actual voicemail system like the number that you would call to log in.
Oh, so you have to call the system number, huh? You just can't call the actual number and get in?
Yeah, so do you have the actual, like, there's probably like 484-333-9999 or something.
I don't know because if you recall, on episode 11, we had a call from that dude who I still forget his name. I haven't listened to the episode yet. But the dude from DTNN. Defensive Thinking News Network.
Oh, yeah.
He said
it was a cellular number, though, didn't he?
No, it is a cellular number. He told us it was like Conestoga Cellular or some like little bullshit cell company. So I don't know if they have that.
Let me try calling 333-9999, and then let me try calling 333-1111.
All right, we'll do the experiments right now. All right, listeners, we're experimenting with this shit right now. We don't know. We have any.
I'm just going to call these numbers direct to see if they're the actual voicemail connect system.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
If they are, then we'll try to spoof it.
Exactly.
Okay, hold on one sec.
See, Doug, I never even thought of that, did you?
No, not one bit.
Never even crossed my mind until just 2 seconds ago.
You know what, though? That voicemail is so cheap, though. For one thing, you know, we can't hide the call ID messages as we mentioned before.
Yeah, so I don't know how fruitful this is going to be.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You know, I guess my reasoning is right now that if it could be done, somebody would have done it to us already.
I called like 484-333-9999, and it was like, thanks for calling MXP Wireless or some shit. But, like, it wouldn't let me click over. So let me call it again and see what it's saying.
Okay, no problem. I bet you it's just a fucking disconnected number. The 9999.
Yeah.
Well, this is it, motherfuckers. This is what it's about. Fucking figuring out shit. Oh, yeah. And we're going to have some dead air.
Said it's not in service at this time.
All right, try 1111. God damn it. I'm going to have another cigarette. I just dropped my fucking matches.
Where you can be reached, press 1. To record a message, press 3. To end this...
It was like a default voicemail or something.
Okay, now, why don't we just attempt spoofing the actual number to the number?
From the number. Let's try that.
Yeah.
And then, Doug, are you online?
Yes, I am.
Reverse 484333. Find out what the name of the wireless company is. It's like, it's called MX Wireless or something.
But not necessarily. Not necessarily, Lucky, because a lot of times the little bullshit wireless companies buy the error messages from somebody else.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I still get
Cellular One error messages. They don't even exist anymore.
I'm just saying, just in case, we can try and look and see if they have any voicemail access numbers.
All right, yeah, you do that.
It's Conestoga Wireless.
That's what I just said, and that's what the dude from Defensive Thinking News Network told us.
Yeah, but but the error messages say, like, MX Wireless.
I'll reiterate.
I know.
Yeah, they just rent out or they buy fucking MX whatever wireless, probably doesn't even exist.
All right, I'm going to try spoofing from default to default. We'll see if that works.
Yep.
If not, fucking let's try and find an access number for them.
All right, no problem.
All right.
Yep. That's what happens when I think shit up on the fly, right, man?
Yeah, really?
We just end up doing some dumb shit. Fuck. I'm listening to Ministry.
I'm watching Cinemax Porn.
Good for you. I'm listening to Ministry's fine album, Filth Pig. Everyone go out and fucking buy it.
Buy it in your local CD store, eh?
Yeah. This message brought to you by Tower Records. Music and assholes every day.
You see that commercial with Pepsi with the music downloading is now legal for free?
No, I didn't fucking watch it. I saw talk about the Super Bowl in a little while.
Thank you for calling Default Radio voicemail system. Please be sure you dial.
Yeah, well, it doesn't work. It pounds.
Before leaving your message, so your call ID does not show up live on the air.
Please enter your security code.
All right. Hang up. All right, so it doesn't work. Good, we're not owned.
Well, hopefully. Yeah, I mean, we got to see if there's a voicemail access number, though.
We'll do that later. I don't feel like doing that live on the air. But Doug brought up something. He brought up commercials during the Super Bowl, and that's another thing I want to talk about.
Oh,
I want to talk about the fucking Super Bowl, okay?
Okay?
I'm serious. As everyone knows, yesterday was the Super Bowl. And these fucking companies pay whatever it is, $1 million, $2 million to have these fucking commercials, right? Yeah, sometimes they're fucking funny. Great. And they're all for Bud Light. I'll tell you this, I feel sorry for anybody who was drinking Bud Light during the fucking Super Bowl. Go drink some fucking real beer. The fuck out of here.
Dark beer, goddammit.
Yeah, get out of here with your fucking Bud Light. Go drink a Guinness Stout, you fucking pussies. But anyway, There was one commercial that I liked, but only because I like Muhammad Ali. But he was actually in this, like, IBM Linux commercial. I don't know if you saw that, if anybody watched
the
Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. IBM's been promoting IBM.com/open or something like that.
Yep. Well, he was in the IBM Linux commercial, and Muhammad Ali is the man. I don't care what anybody fucking says. And he was saying something like fucking, you know, he was telling some little kid to, like, shake things up and make your mark or whatever. You're damn right, Muhammad Ali. But anyway, so yeah, Muhammad Ali was in that IBM Linux commercial. But the fucking halftime show, the Super Bowl, okay?
Yeah, what about it?
Now,
were we going to talk about her tit? Come on.
No, fuck Janet Jackson. I don't even care about that. What I'm talking about is this. Now, who's watching the Super Bowl? This is what I want to know. Because these fucking people that they got during the fucking halftime show, fucking Janet Jackson and fucking Puff Daddy or whatever the fuck retarded name he wants to call himself, and fucking Justin fucking Timberlake. You know what? Who's the fucking target market for the fucking Super Bowl? 13-year-old girls?
Yeah, right.
Because you know what? I don't want to see that shit. I don't fucking care about these fucking people. Nobody fucking does.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. They sell 1,000,001 records. Yeah, because 13-year-old girls are out there buying their fucking records. These fucking people obviously don't understand fucking marketing. I don't care if they sell 10 billion records a fucking year. If it's fucking nobody, but if they sell their records in fucking China, then why would we want them on the fucking Super Bowl?
Yeah, in the U.S.
Is this the target fucking market? We don't have the number one fucking pop star in fucking Thailand on the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
Because that fucking who gives a shit? This is the fucking Super Bowl. It's not your fucking target market. I don't want to see this shit anymore. I'd rather see the goddamn marching band than these fucking idiots. Fuck God. I swear to fucking God. Yeah, they're not going to have any...
What the hell happened to cheerleaders? Come on.
Yeah, no fucking shit. I don't care about fucking Janet Jackson's fucking tit. Who gives a fucking goddamn shit? I really don't care. I don't fucking care. Don't want to fucking see this shit, man. I don't want to fucking see it. You know? It's fucking garbage. This is not the target market. That's not who's watching the fucking Super Bowl. The people who fucking watch the goddamn Super Bowl aren't going to buy the goddamn P. Diddy fucking album. I swear to fucking God it's not going to happen. This is not your target market. It wasn't even entertaining. You know what I'm saying?
It was nothing like throwing back some beer and watching the game with a little P. Diddy on in the back.
Yeah, and then watching fucking Justin goddamn Timberlake. He sells a lot of fucking records to 13-year-old fucking girls. They're not watching the Super Bowl.
And a couple 13-year-old guys.
Yeah.
We'll get into
that. Dog.
I'm on 13, man.
Whatever, but you listen to Justin Timberlake, right?
No.
Yes, you do.
He does.
He does. But I'm just saying that.
He even tried to fade it into one of our shows once.
I remember that. Yep. That was one of the episodes we threew away.
That was 6.9.
There was like 40 episodes that we fucking never released of Default Radio. I don't even know if Doug still has them. I think fucking Stank Dog has one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway.
I think Doug's, like, just waiting for when he wants to get his revenge on us. He's
going to release all those fucking episodes, the outtakes and shit. But anyway.
Yeah, he's going to have Justin Timberlake faded in. You know.
Any fucking way. I am just fucking sick of that shit. I don't want to fucking see it. I don't want to drink Bud Light, and I don't want to listen to fucking Justin Timberlake, okay? And I don't think anybody else in the fucking free world does, all right? So next year with the fucking Super Bowl, show some commercials for some beer that I might actually want to drink. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with a fucking Sam Adams commercial? Maybe Sam Adams. You know what? Sam Adams knows goddamn well that they don't have to pay $2 million for fucking, or how, because Bud Light had like 8 commercials. They don't have to drop 10 fucking mil to get people to drink their beer. Why? Because it's good. But fucking Bud Light has to get their name fucking everywhere, because if their name wasn't everywhere, nobody would drink that fucking piss water. Get the fuck out of here. Be a fucking man and drink a real beer. My fucking 12-year-old fucking niece drinks fucking Bud Light. Get the fuck out of here. It's garbage.
That's who they're trying to hit. They're like, you know, maybe if we get the young kids drinking it, we can drive up our market a little.
Yeah, fucking, well, they watch Justin Timberlake and drink fucking fake fucking beer. Drink fucking apple juice. It's fucking, god damn it. At least apple juice tastes good.
Yeah, right?
Bud Light tastes like fucking piss. I'd sooner drink my own fucking piss. Hate that shit, man. And they always show it in a bottle. Nobody even bought it. I don't even think they make Bud Light in bottles. Because I swear to God, nobody buys it in a bottle. It's garbage beer. Why would you need it in a glass bottle? Buy that shit in a can. Buy it in a fucking cardboard fucking container. Because it's fucking bullshit. Like a juice box.
Yeah,
like a beer box.
Radio sponsored by Bud Light.
Yeah, Bud Light. Fuck them and their bullshit. Nobody drinks their fucking beer. Just a bunch of fucking retards. And I mean, how many of those get to drink to get drunk? Like a fucking 30-pack? Swear to God.
That's true.
I would have to sit there with a keg in my hand, funneling that shit to get drunk off of it. It's water. Buy that crap. Don't buy it. Don't fucking... So we got to get a number for the fucking NFL, because I swear to God, I do not want to see goddamn P. Diddy on the fucking halftime show anymore.
Seriously.
I don't care. It's not entertaining. It's just not.
I'm going to put a Budweiser banner ad on the site.
I'm going to put my fucking goddamn steel-toe fucking military boot up your goddamn ass, and you're probably going to enjoy it. You're going to be like, yeah, give me the other one, motherfucker.
All right.
Oh,
anyway.
God.
None of them done my Super Bowl rant, but yeah, and you know what? Fuck the Patriots, too.
And was that considered our little halftime of Default?
Yeah, that was the halftime show, how much I hate the fucking halftime show. And fuck the goddamn Patriots. I swear to God, at least they got fucking Carolina beat the spread.
Did they win, by the way?
Yeah, the Pats won. Carolina beat the spread. That's all I cared about. You know what I'm saying? Everybody fucking, they said fucking the Pats. They said Carolina wasn't going to do shit. They're not going to do, it's going to be a fucking goddamn upset. It's going to be a blowout. But it wasn't, because they played a goddamn good game. And they beat the spread. So we're good to go. Decoder got the money in his pocket, and I'm fucking happy. But fuck the Patriots.
Well... Yeah, I gotta say, you know, it's perfect timing for the Patriots out of all the fucking
teams.
Yeah,
the Patriots won 2 years ago as well, bro. They won 2 years ago.
Yeah, but I mean, just when the Patriots.
Well, that was right. Yeah, well, hey. Yeah.
I don't know.
Patriots. Fuck them. Fuck the Patriots. Fuck every team from New England.
We won $1,200.
Fuck them. Huh?
We won $1,200 in a betting.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I want a little bit. I want a little bit. But anyway, I don't even want to talk about that. What I do want to talk about is, yeah, fuck the Patriots. Panthers beat the spread. Bud Light fucking, it's piss water, and Janet Jackson sucks. So does fucking Justin Timberlake, and so does fucking
yeah,
P. Diddy. And
but you have to see our kids.
And fucking Kid Rock, you know, I'm not going to talk too much shit about him. He did some shit, too. He was wearing, like, an American flag as a fucking poncho. Get the fuck out of here with your shit. Fuck you, Kid Rock. Fuck you. Anyway, I don't know what
the views discussed by Decoder are not necessarily the
shut
views
the fuck up.
Radio.
Yes, they are. Every view that I have is the view of Default Radio.
All
right? It's the default views.
All right.
So, yeah, that was the fucking halftime show. That was the fucking little rant that I had to go on. I'm sorry for that. I was just getting fucking pissed. Doug brought up the goddamn something about the Super Bowl a commercial or whatever. It pissed me off. Anyway.
All right. So, yeah, the halftime show of Default Radio has a...
And I think our halftime show was fucking 10 times better than the goddamn Super Bowl's halftime show. But anyway.
So can we get back to the game?
Yeah, back to the game. Shut up, Doug. Doug's singing Justin Timberlake songs over there.
No, I'm singing the Super Bowl song, you asshole.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
I kept singing every 5 minutes.
Yeah. That's another thing about the goddamn... Every 3 seconds, they have commercials.
That stupid CBS thing.
Every 3 seconds. And yeah, fuck CBS. I swear to God, why is that shit on CBS? Put the goddamn Super Bowl on a real channel that people want to watch.
Not the fucking Survival After the Show bullshit.
Yeah, Survivor. Survivor All-Stars. We get all the fucking biggest idiots that nobody fucking liked that you want to just kick their ass on the worst show of all time, Survivor All-Stars. Fuck you. If you watch reality TV, just, I swear to God, come to my house and borrow my gun and kill yourself because you're a fucking worthless piece of shit if
that's
you watch reality,
reality
TV. I fucking hate you. And they call it reality TV. That's not even fucking reality. That's not, what type of twist of reality is this? We drop you off on this beautiful fucking tropical island and you're going to have to fend for yourselves. Why don't you put those motherfuckers like in the South Bronx somewhere and call that Survivor? Or why don't you put them in the woods where there's no fucking water? Because they could just get fish. You can go fishing anytime. You're on an island. Put them up in the middle of the woods somewhere in like fucking the northern territories of fucking Canada in the middle of fucking winter when it's fucking 10 degrees below zero outside. Fuck that shit. That's Survivor. Now fucking
you're watching Liberty City Survivor.
Yeah, we're going to drop you on fucking Killigan's Island.
Don't you watch Paris Hilton's Little Simple Life, though?
Well, that's different. I watched that. That's different.
How's that different? Because of Paris Hilton?
Because I want to have sex with Paris Hilton.
I wouldn't. I don't like her.
I want to have... She has a nice body. Give or take her face, but I want to have sex with her. So I will watch that show. And it's a good
great show.
Fuck
did you ever end up breaking into her voicemail?
No, we might do it later. But, I'm gonna mention something about fucking Paris Hilton. And I was speaking of it, it's not really, really reality shows. How is that reality when you take a goddamn multi-millionaire fucking heiress and you put her in fucking Arkansas? This is not reality. This is the opposite of reality.
Right.
I swear to God, fucking Bugs Bunny cartoons are more reality TV than these fucking Survivor and Paris Hilton and fucking all this shit. The fuck out of here. Scooby-Doo is more real. Swear to God, it is.
Scooby-Doo.
It's more real than these so-called reality shows, but fuck all that. Back to fucking Default. Anyway, you're getting me fucking pissed off now, man.
Yeah. Gotta calm you down.
You know what's fucking reality is like? Goddamn, go out there with my fucking gun and kill everyone. What the fuck?
Anyway.
What's the show about again? Oh, yeah, Telephone.
Default.
All right,
Default.
All right.
Okay, so back to more Default systems.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't think I really want to discuss voicemail anymore. I was going to get into partner mail VS.
I know, yeah, partner mail VS. You know partner mail? You press star fucking 7, and it tells you fucking partner mail. And the administrator is always mailbox 99, and the passcode is always 1234, and I have not found a partner mail in my entire life that wasn't on fucking Default for the admin. So just take
Actually, Decoder, I found one partner mail VS that was not on Default.
Okay.
And it was for a prospective job that I was calling. I got their voicemail, and I just, for the hell of it, I said, you know what? I'm going to hit star 7. 7, partner mail BS. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to be working for these people and they have partner mail?
Yeah, right.
Then I'm also like, 99-pound administrator, please enter your passcode. So I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4-pound. Said, that is not the passcode. So luckily.
Wow, man. Somebody has a partner mail where they have an actual admin?
Yeah.
You know what? What's worse, like having the admin on default because there is no administrator, or thinking that you need a fucking administrator on partner mail?
Right.
I mean, and this is like, this is a scales, man. Like, this, it's still kind of even. That's neck and neck, you know? But anyway,
well,
yeah. So default passwords.
I tell you what, after some malicious hacker breaks into your partner mail, changes the default passcode.
Malicious.
And then,
malicious.
Yeah, sorry about that. And then changes all the settings to Cantonese.
Yeah, that's the best. I'm so happy they have that on there. I always do that. I change them all to Cantonese. But, you know, you mentioned a word there that you mispronounced.
Malicious.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
And I'm going to fucking, this has been one of my pet peeves for a fucking long time, and I'm finally going to get it off my fucking chest. Okay? Because, and I'm not going to single any one person out, because everyone says it wrong. And we called people out on episode 1. We called them out on calling it ANI 2. We called them out.
Yeah, that's true.
We schooled people. And I'm about to school people again. This is one of my biggest pet peeves. And I'm going to ask you, Lucky.
Okay.
If I was to spell this word for you, how would you pronounce it? And you know the word. TELEPHONY.
Telephony.
Very good. It's fucking telephony. Not telephony, not telephony. It's telephony. Okay? Everybody say it with me.
Telephony.
Telephony. Yeah, it might sound stupid, but that's the fucking English language, so you got to fucking deal with it and call it fucking telephony. It's not anything else but telephony. All right? Like I said, this isn't singled out to anyone, because to tell you the truth, Lockie, I thought you were one of the people who said it wrong. So.
Well, I probably have, but doesn't
matter. All right, so I must have been mistaken. You might have, you might not have, I don't know. That's why I asked you to do it, because I thought you were going to say it wrong, and that would have been funny. But you didn't. Damn it. You ruined it. Should have said it wrong.
I was thinking about it. I was contemplating, but I said, you know what, I'm not going to let Decoder have the satisfaction.
Fuck you. But that's it. There's 1,000,001 people say it wrong, and I'm just telling you all right now. What the fuck, Doug? I don't care. We're going to still go. Whatever.
Okay.
Doug, fucking moron. I don't know why does his cell phone keep fucking dropping?
Probably because he doesn't have coverage inside his house.
That better not be the fucking, that better have not been the line that we're recording, yeah.
No, he would have keyed up because if his recording line dropped, he would have been on the cell phone and he would have told you.
Yeah. So his cell phone fucking dropped, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
We only have, anyway. Fuck. But yeah, telephony. It's my biggest pet peeve is when people pronounce words incorrectly. Serious. I hate it.
All right.
I mean, I'm no fucking English major myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, like, I know how to pronounce words.
That's cool.
Telephony. I'm going to say it again.
Telephony.
Telephony.
All right, got it.
Telephony.
Malicious.
Malicious telephony. That's what we do. Malicious telephony. Anyway. And a lot of 1,000,001 people say it wrong. Everyone. Almost everyone I've talked to. Almost. I was getting to the point, you know how when everybody's doing something wrong, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, maybe, shit, if everyone's saying it that way, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
But you know what? I was going to fucking look it up somewhere and find out the actual pronunciation, but I'm such an arrogant motherfucker, my balls are so big, that I didn't even look it up. I'm just saying that I know this in my fucking head. I don't even own a fucking dictionary. I've never been to a dictionary online. I don't need to do it. Fuck that. I'll be arrogant. I don't fucking need to. I'm not going to fucking prove myself fucking right. It's fucking telephony. Somebody wants to prove me wrong, send us a fucking email. Tell me it's fucking telephony. Tell me whatever you fucking want.
Yeah.
But
it depends on how to spell it, too. A lot of people spell it, is it E-Y or is it just N-Y?
N-Y. There's no E.
I know that, but I mean, a lot of people think it's N-E-Y.
Oh, well, a lot of people spell shit wrong like you.
Well, yeah, I always say, your is Y-O-U.
I hate that, you fucking goddamn IRC monkey.
And I also spell the word here, H-E-R-E.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
H-E-A-R. I always get those ones confused. But you know what? Fuck you guys, okay? You know what I'm trying to say.
Learn to spell.
You know what? I don't need to learn how to spell.
Fuck it, man. You guys are
use your fucking eyes and use your fucking head, okay? Seriously.
This ain't fucking passing notes back and forth in class, man. You know, you're putting something out there for the whole fucking world to see when you post it on a forum or on fucking alt.freaking, if you post it on a news group, or if you fucking write a fucking article and it's fucking printed in an online magazine or a print magazine, you know what I'm saying?
Spell
the shit correctly. You can get away with not being able to pronounce the shit as long as you can spell it right.
That's true.
Where the fuck is Doug? What the fuck is this shit, man?
You want me to give him a call?
Yeah, call fucking Doug. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to fucking sing songs to myself so you don't know who's fucking dead air.
I really don't know, you know, if Doug's going to pick up since he seems to think I don't have his cell phone number. He was telling me earlier.
Well, spoof this fucking bridge number. Or spoof the fucking White House or something. I don't know what you... whatever. Maybe he'll just... you know? Why isn't Doug calling back? Does he not know he's gone?
Yeah, right? Let's see.
Fucker. I swear to God, I fucking hate this show. I hate doing it. All this fucking bullshit. Motherfucker. Sit here. Talk to my fucking self. But anyway, yeah. Apparently, if we're still being recorded... if we're still recording here, you're still listening to Default Radio, and this is episode 11.11. I'll say it again because I really just have nothing else to say.
Hello?
Yeah.
Dude, what the hell? Hold on.
Sorry about that. I'm back on.
All right.
I'm lucky you stopped calling me because he doesn't even know my cell phone number. So he's seen things.
Anyway. Lucky's gone now, motherfucker.
That's cool. We don't need him anyways.
Shut
What's
up.
What's going on?
Apparently, I can't make any outgoing calls.
Doug's back. Don't worry about it. Doug was gone for 20 minutes, and now he's back.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how that was like a good 3 minutes, though, you fuck.
Damn it.
Okay. So, what were we talking about? Partner Mail VS.
I'm going with my telephony. Yeah, Partner Mail VS. Fine, yeah. You know what? *799, administrator, password 1234. You're in. There you go. Fucking lesson learned. Next topic.
We already got done with the telephony, right?
Yeah, telephony's over with. Telephony.
All right. Next mailbox system. Let's go. Audix. *7. Audix is the best, too. *7, enter your mailbox number.
Usually 4 digits, sometimes 5.
Yeah. Password, press the pound key.
Yeah, pound key, because if it's the default password, the pound key lets it go.
Yeah, the default password is, there is no password.
Yeah,
you
thank you.
Pound.
Yep.
Beautiful. Love Audix. Okay, next one.
Meridian.
Meridian Mail. You get someone's voicemail on a Meridian, hit *81 to log in, enter their box number.
Password,
pound.
Box number, same thing.
Yeah. Pound.
Yeah, that's it. You're in.
All right. Let's go. What other mailbox systems you know of?
Well, my favorite is the one that I don't know the name of.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
You want to give a little demonstration of that one? Or?
All right, let me see if I can remember the number. Fuck. I don't have it written down. I used to know it in my head. Hold up.
Okay.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'm going to see if this is the number. Hold on.
Okay. Beautiful. So what's up, Doug? Where the hell were you?
Ah, man. Cell phone coverage with this provider sucks in this area, man. I don't know.
I swear. It's CDMA, man. That's your problem. You're trying to use CDMA indoors. And you live in a...
I'm not sure if this is the number. Hold up.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Mail South Incorporated.
It is.
Please enter your mailbox number. The number entered is not valid. Please enter your mailbox
number. That was 123. Now I'm going to do 122.
Enter your password, then press pound. Invalid password. Enter. Please
Back
enter
up.
Your. The number entered is not valid. Please enter your mailbox number. Enter your password. Invalid password. Enter your... Please enter your mailbox number.
Now I'm going to do 111.
Enter your password.
Thank you for calling Mail South Incorporated.
Now, I don't know if that was a good enough demonstration, but anyway, the point that I was trying to make is that let's say no mailbox on that system begins with the number 2. As soon as you fucking enter a number 2, it's going to tell you it's not valid.
Yeah, right.
Okay? And let's say that there are mailboxes beginning with the number 2, but they only have 200 through 209. Well, let's say you try to enter 2-2. As soon as you enter that second 2, the number entered is not valid. So pretty much it guides you through to find out which fucking mailboxes are valid on that system. I don't know the name of it, but the default password, of course, is the mailbox number. And if the default password is on the box number, you could just enter the mailbox number. When it asks for the password, press pound, and it'll let you in, just like fucking Onyx. Now, the reason that I couldn't get into those boxes is because I fucking thoroughly abused the fucking thing, and they probably actually are putting passwords on it now.
Beautiful.
But actually, I am the admin on there, so I'm going to call it right back. Hold on.
Okay. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, really.
Breaking into mailboxes on Default Radio. Decoder claims he is the admin on this particular mail system. I don't know if he works for these people or how he gained administrative access.
Thank you for calling Mail South.
Please enter your mailbox number. The number entered is not valid. Please enter your mailbox number. Using the keys on your telephone, please spell the last name of the person. Log on, cancel.
Fuck, I fucked up.
Thank you.
Please enter your mailbox number. Enter your password. Invalid password.
Shit.
Enter your password. Please enter your mailbox number. Enter your password. Invalid password.
All right, I guess they fucking caught on. I'm not the administrator on there anymore.
Oh, I thought you were hired by these people to be the admin.
Oh, yes, I was, as a matter of fact. No, I don't care. We're doing illegal shit now, because you know what? I don't fucking care anymore.
Well, like I said, the views of Default are not necessarily the views that Decoder shares.
Well, yes, they are, indeed. Well, I didn't break in anybody's mailbox, so there you go. I didn't do anything illegal.
Yeah.
I tried.
God.
Whatever. I don't care at this point. You know why?
Okay.
Because we need to do shit. But okay, on those systems, now I'm gonna give you the rundown, even though I don't know the name of the goddamn system, and trust me, I've tried to find out what they're actually called. Now, they do have ANI, so you're gonna wanna opt-divert if it's on an 8. The other tricks are, usually, the admin, usually, 99% of the time, it's going to be one of three things. The admin is either gonna be box 999, box 199, or box 500. Now, also, most of the time, they're going to be three-digit boxes, but sometimes there's four, five, even six-digit boxes. Sometimes, on the same system, there'll be a seven-digit box and a three-digit box. You just don't know. But you know what's fucking good? If you just keep entering numbers when it asks you for your mailbox. If it's five digits, it'll keep letting you go. If there's a box number called 10805, well, you're going to enter 108. It's still not going to say anything. 0, and then let's say 10804 doesn't exist. As soon as you hit that 4, the number entered is not valid. Please enter your mailbox number. And then you're going to do 10805. Enter password, then press pound. And you're good to go. They're shitty. You can't do anything with them. There is one cool thing about them that I'm going to let the cat out of the bag right now. The way it's set up is that message length is unlimited. So you could, let's say, use the entire hard disk on one fucking message. You could record a fucking 3-week-long message if you felt like it. It's un-fucking-limited.
You know, I think we should do a Default Radio on one of these.
We're going to, as a matter of fact. Very soon.
Doug, you're fired.
Yeah, Doug, you're fired. In the near future, there will be Default Radio on the telephone where you're able to call a number. The number's going to change every week, and you're going to be able to call a number, and you're going to be able to listen to not the same episode we do, that you're going to get the MP3 on the website. They're going to be special fucking little maybe 15, 20-minute fucking things where we get into bullshit.
Yep.
You're going to hear it soon. Coming soon. I mentioned it before as a joke, but you know what? It's going to happen. I'm not going to say when, but it's going to happen in the future. Maybe not in the near future, but in the future there's going to be Default Radio on the telephone. We thought when we joked about it, Lucky, it was going to be Default Daily. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. We're never gonna, that's never going to happen, so don't get your fucking hopes up.
All right.
Anyway.
So, we got voicemails out of the way. Let's go to other things that that we might want to explore here. I mean, people don't
realize.
You mean
other things that are non-telephony?
Yeah,
oh, okay,
non-telephony.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure, like, for example, computers, all right, routers. Everyone knows. Fucking default for a Linksys router is what? Username, admin. Password, either nothing or admin.
Yep.
What the fuck is that, dude? Okay, and everyone leaves their fucking routers on default. People don't understand that everything is on default.
That's
okay.
Real, you know, I don't just say that every week for no fucking reason. It's
yeah.
Because it's fucking true. Well, I don't say it every week, but, you know, when
yeah.
I do, when I remember to say it, I don't say it. That's not just a tagline for this fucking show. It's just the truth. Everything is always on default. That's just the fucking way things are.
It is. It's the truth. And, I mean, it's really sad. I mean, for example, and it doesn't even have to do with computers. It doesn't have to do with telephones. I'm going to get into this, which is electronic gate systems for apartment complexes.
Yep.
Okay, you know, these are here, you know, you move into an apartment complex, you're like, all right, gated community, you know, you think you're all nice and secure inside your gated community. Anyone can go into, I mean, okay, given the fact that, okay, yes, anyone can tailgate a car and go right in.
But that's obvious.
But, you know, say it's like 3 o'clock at night, no one's around, this guy wants to get in your apartment complex. Here's a little tip, okay? If it's called Syntex, is the name of the manufacturer. Now, they make a lot of gate systems. All of them are different. But usually, and almost like 90% of the time, to get into their menu, their programming menu, all you have to do is this. You go up to the keypad, you press ****. That's to log in.
Okay.
Okay. Then it's going to ask for a 6-digit passcode. You press 0 6 times.
Yep.
******************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************************* 0000. Wait.
Star, 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 000000. You're in.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Six zeros, okay? Then it gets you into the programming menu. It depends on which gate system you're looking at. Some of them only have, like, a little LCD display. Others have like, an actual, like, full panel monitor and everything.
Yep.
It just depends, but most of them will guide you through it. It gives you a list of menu options. Usually it's 1-4 to add passcode for entry.
Yep.
Add. You don't even have to change it.
You're adding a new one.
You're adding a new passcode. The old one still works. And then so you just enter any passcode you want. It'll ask you to confirm it. Then sometimes, depending on the gate system, if it's one of those ones where there's, like, a side gate also, it'll ask you which gate do you want this passcode set for, like the main entrance or the one on the side. And then you're good to go. Boom. You just then you hit a star star to exit programming. You enter the passcode. Access granted.
And you're in.
Opening.
That's fucking late. Yep.
Yeah.
So these
and
things
all
are...
Almost all of these systems I've ran across are on default.
Yeah, almost all of them. And the thing is, this is supposed to give you some security or whatever, but it's not. It's actually the biggest fucking insecurity.
Yeah, and I mean, the system was set up in Texas, in the apartments I've lived in California. Almost all of them have the same system.
We don't have that horseshit in New York.
It's really sad. Well, yeah, I mean, good luck finding a gated community in New York.
Yeah, you know, we don't have that type of shit. You don't need it.
Yeah.
We have cops that shoot you instead.
Yeah.
You don't belong in the neighborhood, you just get shot. Fuck you. And I like it.
That's great.
Stay the hell out of my neighborhood. Seriously.
All right. Well, let's see. What else? What else is always set on default? They always got shit like in retail stores. They got dial-up numbers for their freaking temperature and climate control inside the store.
You know what else is probably on default?
Huh?
You know what else was probably on default?
What's that?
I don't know. Root for our fucking old server.
Yeah, right.
That's not how I got rooted.
Yeah, right.
God.
Yep.
Seriously, though, everything is on default. Once you get a new product, a new service, anything, you gotta test that shit out.
And you know, what the fuck? Who just dropped?
That's got to be Doug.
What the hell? The other thing about default is that it's not necessarily the manufacturer default, but you could also refer to default as, let's say you know somebody, all their passwords are the fucking same. Well, that's like their own personal default password.
Yep.
You got one, you own them all.
That's very, very true.
Yeah, so that's another form of even though it's not technically 1111 or a manufactured default, a standard fucking default that came with the fucking whatever equipment it happens to be, whether it be a voicemail system or their fucking email or whatever, what's up, Doug, or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? If the one person uses all the same passwords, you just got to know one.
Yeah, and a lot of stores and corporate and shit like that, they usually all use the same shit.
Yep, you're right. Sad. Another thing is, if you've ever been in a retail store that, let's say, to get into the back room or to get into the employee areas of the store, like the bathroom or the break room or whatever, or some sort of conference room in, like, a retail store, you've ever seen they have they got the doors where on the actual handle there's a fucking keypad, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Lucky.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
All right, you know what I'm talking about, right, Doug?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, the default for those usually is the store number. So let's say Walmart store fucking 1584. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, go up to that fucking door, 1584, and fucking turn the fucking handle. Guarantee you get in it.
Speaking of store numbers, as a matter of fact, a friend of mine works for Pizza Hut out there in Texas, and shout out to him, by the way.
Yeah.
He works at Pizza Hut, and he found an administration site on Pizza Hut.
You're breaking up so bad, bro. Can you get a better signal?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay. So Pizza Hut, what did he find?
Yeah, he works with there's a certain website that has an administration site for Pizza Hut sites for all across the country or whatever. I don't know what exactly it is.
And what the password is, the store number?
Basically, to log in, all it is the store number.
Oh, nice.
You know, there's a certain username, you know, by the OSC. Oh, it's the manager's last name and first name, and then the store number.
And how easy is it to get that info?
Yeah, it's really.
You don't even sometimes you don't even have to call them up. You don't have to ask anybody what the manager's name is. A lot of times, you look right in a receipt, and it says not only the store number, but sometimes stores actually have the manager's name on the receipt.
Yeah.
It will say store 1811, manager fucking Jack fucking Bronson, you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, this is...
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
I have the phone. Yeah.
Well, what the fuck, man? I can't sit here and fucking just talk to myself. Everybody leaves?
It looks like Lucky. Hold on.
Jesus Christ. What, does he not know the number? Fuckers. I swear to God, the show is just fucking retarded. I'm the only one who has not got kicked off. Because I'm on a fucking landline. That's another thing, listeners. A fucking copper wire in your goddamn house. You want a goddamn wire line. You want a landline. Don't go for fucking VoIP only or cell phone only. You don't want to go only wireless. You want to have a goddamn wire line coming into your fucking house. You're not going to get dropped. You're not going to break up. It's called a real, actual telephone.
Here we
go. All right. So, Lucky, you back?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck. Doug, you still here?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Like I was saying, get fucking real phones. Okay?
Oh, God.
And you know what? Even when people do have fucking an actual telephone, because a wireless phone, it's not a phone. Fuck you, it's not a phone. It's a two-way radio that fucking is able to access the PSTN. Voice over IP, still not a phone. It's a pretend phone on your on the internet that's able to.
You don't even want me on a cordless phone like I am
and
right now.
I'm gonna speak that also. I'm gonna say that fucking when people are on a real wireline, they're on a goddamn cordless phone. That don't fucking count. That's not a real phone either. That's a fucking goddamn another wireless fucking device that happens to be able to fucking access the PSTN. Okay? None of those are real telephones. A real telephone is something that has nothing but wires between you and your fucking CO.
So what? You want me to go into a payphone for every episode of Default from now on?
Guess what? There's nothing but wires between that fucking payphone handle, the handset that you're holding up against your fucking head, and the CO. Nothing but wires in between. There's no fucking free air. There's no fucking bullshit. Okay? Maybe some fiber line. Maybe a lot of fucking things. But you know what? There's no fucking antenna. Okay?
You want to know the problem with copper lines? They're reliable as hell.
Nothing.
They're just
nothing. There's nothing wrong with them.
It's not worth the money.
It's to have an actual telephone? I'd much rather just break up all the time, not be able to hear anyone, not be able to fucking three-way things.
Hey, I'd rather have that than all these companies bitching about long distance, man.
Oh, fuck you all. You don't know what you're talking about. It's called a telephone. I'm the only person here on an actual telephone, okay? You want to be a freaker, get a telephone. The next time somebody asks me, oh, how do I get into freaking? First thing, get a telephone. And they're like, oh, I have a telephone, my cell phone. No, that's not a fucking telephone.
Lucky and I can afford telephone.
Oh, I have a phone. It's packet 8. No, that's not a telephone either. I'm sorry. You're not on a phone. You're pretending to be on a phone. You're pretending to be on a phone.
I am interfacing with the PSTN.
But you're not on a phone. I could go outside, climb up the fucking pole, and pull a bunch of wires and shove them up my fucking nostrils. Does that mean I'm on a telephone? No, I'm not. Anybody out there, you want to go straight up fucking VoIP? Fuck you. Screw you. Don't even use the phone. Use fucking smoke signals. You want to go straight up wireless? Fuck you too. Don't use the phone. I don't want you on the fucking, I don't want you accessing the PSTN from a fake telephone. You're pretending to be on the phone. You might as well have a goddamn Fisher-Price phone. It's just nothing to pretend. God, fuck. Fake.
All right.
Bold.
Yeah, well, at least VoIP can spoof Lex and you, right?
Oh, yeah? Well, poorly.
So poorly. It's okay.
You have to deal with the fact that nobody can hear you once you fucking spoof it. It's like, oh, I'm spoofing. Hey, up. Drop. Yeah. Good spoof. Nice. That was beautiful. Fuck.
Thank you.
Fuck all of you. Get a real fucking phone.
Okay.
Get a real telephone and stop being a fucking little pussy. Oh, but it costs money. Blah, 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 blah. Fuck you. Fuck all of you. Fuck you.
I'm not going to make all these long-distance bills.
You know, but in reality, the truth is it only does cost
Let me ask you a question.
It really only costs about $5 a month. Basic line.
Would you rather buy some fucking real like orange juice, or would you rather buy the fucking store brand? Yeah, the fucking real the real orange juice. Maybe
I don't
like
drink
fucking
orange juice.
Well, fucking shit. Would you rather drink fucking Pepsi or fucking what do you got up there? Vons or Vons brand?
Dude, Vons brand is the shit.
Oh God.
Yeah, you know why? It may taste like shit, but it saves money. No,
but it's a nickel. Yeah, oh, it may taste like ass, but it's a nickel.
At least it gets the job done.
But would you rather drink fucking real beer or Bud Light? Would you rather smoke Camels or Marlboros or fucking Monarchs or GPC?
Yeah, fucking menthol.
Okay, come on. What would you, you get what you pay for. Yeah, there's something, it's called premium for a fucking reason. Would you rather drive a fucking Mercedes or a fucking Yugo? Oh, well, the Yugo is still a car. It has fucking four wheels and I put gas in it and it goes. Fuck you.
What's the difference in your situation? Who doesn't pay for internet gets a sorry, slow-ass connection as opposed to us who get a real connection?
Oh, because I just don't feel like paying for internet.
Oh.
It's not really that important to me.
And then when you're always like, come on, dude, send me the shit. I can only be online now.
Because I'm not a goddamn slave to my computer.
At least with our VoIP, we can talk and surf at the same time.
Poorly. At least you can fucking try.
Hey, it works, but it just gets dropped a lot.
Yeah, it works. It just sucks.
You can hear us. It just will drop a lot, right?
I think Dakota is just afraid of change. And
no.
You know what?
It's called, if something works, why fucking do something else? That's worse.
The year 2000.
Okay. Isn't this the default fucking episode of Default?
That's right.
We're trying to propagate, like, you know, not setting yourself the default. And here you are sitting with a default landline, man.
What do you mean a default landline?
That shit's default, man. You gotta change that shit.
Oh yeah, to something that doesn't work. Let me pay less money for the new shit that doesn't work. All right. Sounds good. Let me get the stuff that doesn't work. I'll trade in my working equipment for something that doesn't work.
Well, you kind of cut out
there. I'm sure I did.
No, to be 100% honest with you, if I had a job, I would fucking throw away the Packet 8 in bondage, and I'd go get a Verizon free package.
Exactly. It's called a phone, as opposed to a pretend phone.
Until you realize that you could be doing other things with your money.
Look at this thing that looks like a telephone that I could access the PSTN with. I don't know what to call it, but it's not a phone.
Well, you know, with VoIP, there's no traces usually.
Dude. Yeah, there's advantages to it, but what I'm saying is when you're having a normal, legal, fucking perfectly legitimate conversation, like, I don't know, like, for instance, doing a radio show that we're fucking recording and putting out there for people to fucking listen to, you would like it if you were to fucking not break up and fucking not drop off. Okay? That's what I'm saying. Send us email. Send us fucking email. Would you rather everyone on the show be on a fucking landline where they don't break up or they don't drop off, or do you want us all to be on fucking VoIP or on fucking tin cans?
Hey, tin cans are the shiznat, dude.
And what was that? Doug dropping.
I'm fucking with you. I'm bullshitting you. That was a fake dial.
Yeah, I kind of figured it was fake. It sounded kind of shitty. It probably would have fooled me if you weren't playing it over a cell phone. Maybe if you were playing that fake dial phone over a landline, I would have been fooled. Just one of the many advantages of having an actual telephone as opposed to a pretend telephone. Pretend away with your pretend phones. See if I care.
Yeah, we're not on the show. What are we talking about?
Yeah, you're probably not even fucking audible.
Yeah. Anyways,
pretend.
So back to default. All right, I think we've discussed everything. Everything's on default.
Go get a VoIP phone so I can just fucking DOS you, and you'll fucking not be able to use the phone either.
Hold on, don't speak so fast. There's a delay with our phones. Hold on.
Anyway, so. There we go.
You know what? That's it.
Default.
That's the end of the show. Fuck everyone. Oh, wait, no. Shouts. Doug, you got any shouts?
No. Right. This isn't the end of the show.
No, it's the end of the show. That's it. It's over. The end of the show. It's over. We're going home.
We're going home.
I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. That's it. Doug, you got any shouts?
You caught me off guard, so.
Just give a shout to anybody. I don't care.
To Copper.
Copper. Okay. Buck, you got any shouts?
I'm giving a shout out to Kevin and Darcy.
Well, for the second episode in a row? Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Nice. I'm going to do that. Gotta give a shout out to my girlfriend, Final Fantasy VII, and
somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, and everyone else out there, DTNN, Defensive Thinking News Network, and
shouts JVM. To them. Shouts to them, definitely. And my shouts this week go to, you know what? Never mind. We'll save that for 12. My shouts. Yeah, well, we're going to save it for 12. Sorry. I want to do the email and the fucking voicemail for 12.
Yeah.
My shouts go to fucking ministry, because they're fucking awesome. And pretty much, usually when I'm doing the show, I'm listening to ministry. A few times I've listened to stuff like, you know, fucking Danzig and Slayer and shit like that and Tool. But usually, 9 times out of 10, when I'm doing the show, I'm listening to something ministry-related, whether it be ministry or Revolting Cox or anything. It's usually ministry-related, so my shouts go to fucking ministry. And that's it. This is fucking Default. Episode 11.11, star 1111 pound, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And
remember to send us post office mail, fucking USPS, our P.O. Box is 1111.
That's the default mailbox. P.O. Box 1111, Guasti, California, 91743-1111. It's the default +4, motherfucker. And that's it. We're out of here. And just like fucking every week, and especially today, everything is always on default, motherfucker. change that shit to a real fucking password. God damn it.
Now, you creeps, punks and freaks, I'm talking about virus from the streets. Spread that virus, go for hell. Check out the resistance of your cell. Smoke some dope, waste your brain. Kick your health out of the drain. Fuel injection, make you high. Rev it up, you know why. You catch it once, you catch it twice. Catch it with your love device. Man, eating, God created, collecting lives.
4843332858.